Choice Tunes every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 2 p.m. with Alan Collier introducing a special guest each show where they reveal their selection of favourite tracks. Tune in to discover what music influenced their lives. Only on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
I like the sound of that.
Welcome to Choice Tunes, and we know what Choice Tunes is all about. We've got a special guest. We get the music that's had an influence on their lives over the period of their life, not just necessarily the music that they listen to today. And each one, when they hear it, they'll tell us why they've chosen the song. It's my absolute pleasure to introduce you to a guy that a lot of you will have known. He's been with Yarra Valley for quite a number of years. He mainly does the Christian show on a Sunday morning. He's done that for I don't know how many years. He also does brekkies on a Tuesday, and it's my absolute pleasure to say hello to Mark Riddell. How are you, Mark? Mark, we just started to ask where you were born, and you said Kew. Yep.
Mm.
And how long were you in Kew, Mark?
Oh, mate, actually, I was down there only for not a short time, actually. I was there for quite a while in the hospital.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Mark, could you get a little closer to the phone, please?
By all means.
Yep.
How's that?
That's much better. All right.
Yep.
So why were you in the hospital so long, Mark?
Well, actually, where I used to work before I retired was actually I was sharing with the ladies. I wasn't very expensive at all. I was only 3 pounds when I was born.
Gee.
And Mum's placenta had actually died, Alan, you see. And what had happened, I hadn't been fed for nearly a month and a half.
Gee.
So when I came out, I was like a little miniature. And they just kept me in hospital and not even on a drip, I don't think. They looked after me somehow. Then I ended up going home.
Yeah.
But I was living in Box Hill then with Mum and Dad.
Yep.
And then I actually ended up going, to school and the rest of it. But however, at that early age, I mean, it took me ages. And I wasn't named for a long, long time.
Would you?
I sometimes wonder if they thought I was going to shuffle off the mortal coil.
All right, so then where did you go? Where did you grow up? All around Box Hill?
Yeah, Box Hill South was the go, Latrobe Street in Box Hill.
Yep. And then
I moved with Mum and Dad up to Boronia in 61, which was amazing.
Right. So, and then you stayed there up until you moved out of home?
Till 72 I was there till.
Yep.
The old man was transferred in the bank. He worked for the old ESNA bank.
Oh, yep.
And they were actually taken over by the ANZ, hence like Ascender Finances.
Yep.
And what happened then was he got transferred to WA. I went with them, spent a bit of time in WA, came back to Victoria, and then started like a bachelor life, living with friends, going from room to room, house to house.
Yeah. As you do.
The original couch surfer before it actually became in vogue.
Oh, so then what jobs have you had, Mark?
Oh, jobs, mate. The first one I had was actually delivering medicine in 1966 on my push bike for a man, a chemist in Boronia by the name of Ian Yule.
Right.
And I used to deliver the medications to the houses for the people that required it.
Yep. That was while you were at school or...?
Yes, while I was still at school.
Yep.
I would have been in Form 1, I'm thinking.
And then what did you do after that, Mark?
Mate, after that I ended up working in Flinders Lane in a textile warehouse.
Oh, yeah.
For a company that did winter fabric called Darlington Thompson. And because they went quiet in winter, they asked if anyone else needed support in Flinders Lane. And a man by the name of Alan Robertson, who looked after Alan Robertson Textiles, he said, bring him down here, we'll give him something to do. So I was going fluctuating, it's a great word, or oscillating between the two companies for about a couple of years.
Yep.
And that's when I went over to Perth and came back.
Yep.
While I was in Perth, I did retail. And then when I came back, I got the job back in Flinders Lane in the textile warehouse.
Yep.
And the warehouse I was working at was the first ones to actually bring in the Laura Ashley name as a fabric, Alan, to Australia, which was fantastic.
Gee, that's great. So,
yeah, she was lovely.
How long were you there for then, Mark?
Oh, mate, I was there till 77.
Yep.
Then I took off overseas and lived in England for a while.
Yep.
I worked at an agency called Manpower, which, of course, now has a different connotation because they run around with no clothes on, but I had plenty of clothes on.
Yeah.
I was being a lot skinnier then with long hair. I mean, I didn't fit the image at all. But what they would do, Al, they would hire you out to people or companies,
yep,
and you would go in, pull a whole boxes apart, stack shelves, do things. They'd pay you for minimum 6 hours, no matter how long you worked.
Yep.
And then on the weekends, I worked at a place called the Grosvenor Hotel, which was quite a luxurious-looking place.
Yep.
And you learn a lot about humanity and the other side of life working in that area. And then a guy I was living with fell in love again. And he said to me, his name was Chris Laney. He said, I think we need to have a talk about where you're going next. And I said, what's that, mate? He said, well, I've fallen in love and I'm going to Israel. And I said, yeah, and? He said, well, I'm going to learn Hebrew so I can talk to my girlfriend. And I said, but champ, Narit can speak English beautifully. He said, yeah, man, but you've got to come over. It's fantastic. Anyway, I ended up in Israel, Al, milking cows. Deal. Yeah.
And how long were you there, Mark?
On a kibbutz. I was there for about 8 months, 8 or 9 months.
Yep.
Fell in love with a young lady from Sweden, and her name was Cecilia, made famous by Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel.
Yep. Yep.
And then I spent time madly in love with her, walking around the kibbutz in the orange groves, just talking about Australia and how wonderful it was. Then I ended up in Sweden delivering newspapers, Alan.
Fair dinkum. Yep.
Yeah. Because you have to get married to work legally. And, of course, I couldn't work legally because we weren't married. So Cecilia's mum, I used to call her Fru, F-R-U, which is Swedish for missus.
Yep.
But her name was Britt Marie, beautiful lady.
Right. So,
mate, if I'm nearly 70, she's got to be, gosh, she's got to be now in a, maybe late 80s.
So how long did you stay there and then where'd you go, Mark?
While I was there, I just travelled around Sweden. We saved that money, Alan, actually went to Russia, which was amazing.
Gee, yeah.
Yeah.
With Celia or just by yourself?
Yeah, no, with Cecilia, which was lovely.
Yeah.
And then I came back towards the end of 78.
Yep.
And she followed out in 79.
All right.
But alas, it didn't go anywhere.
Didn't go. Oh, that's bad luck.
Or it was a bit like that Kink song, Dead End Street.
Wish they hadn't seen you walk away and heard me beg you stay, please stay. Why did we choose this crowded place? They all know it, 'cause I show it in my face.
Clark. We've played the Dave Clark Five. Everybody knows. What? Why did you select that, Mark?
Oh, basically, mate, because I used to listen to John Eden on 3DB.
Yep. Remember John Eden?
On the HMV radio, which used to sit above the fridge.
Yep.
And while the old man was getting ready for work, John Eden would play that song, and I just loved it. And, you know, the radio very rarely plays it. They'll always play bits and pieces.
Yep.
You know, a lot of other songs, but that one just jumps out at me all the time. And because music's so powerful, Al, it just go right back to brain you when I hear it.
Absolutely. And that's what this show's all about. Mark, The Fortunes, Here It Comes Again. Why did you pick that?
I was in grade six at Bronya West, and the sound of the brass in the song was just absolutely fantastic. I really, really enjoyed it. And I used to love marching around the quadrangle to go into the schoolroom.
Terrific.
And they play all the music like Washington Post, Semper Fidelis, which of course is Semper Fi now, which means always faithful.
Yep.
And I just absolutely adored the piece of music, and the harmony was great. And I must have been 9 or 10 when this came out.
Yep.
So influenced at a very early age with that sort of thing.
All right. Well, let's play it, and we'll enjoy it with you.
Thank you, mate.
So, Mark, you came back from overseas. The relationship hit a brick wall. So what happened then, Mark?
Mate, I ended up working. My dad actually had retired from the bank, and he'd known a number of people, and one of them was a wonderful man by the name of Nick Collum, who actually did a number of things. He was involved in getting the Jam Factory off the ground.
Yep.
And he also owned all the time slots on TV for the Barrels. The people used to spin and win prizes. And one of those gentlemen was Ross Wiley, who I knew as a singer, of course, with all those beautiful songs he had in his 60s and 70s, and hosting Happening 71 and uptight and that sort of thing.
Yep.
I went out to work with him doing the show at Channel 10. And it used to be on a Thursday night recorded and played back, obviously, for Friday night and Saturday night.
Yep.
So I ended up connecting with him. But prior to that, I ended up working at PB Shoes, the public benefit bootery.
Oh, I remember that. Yep.
So I was with their warehouse in South Yarra.
Yep.
Then I got transferred to Melbourne. And then I met a young girl who I took out and eventually fell in love with. And this was my first wife, and her name was Birgit, and she was a lovely girl.
Yep.
And we spent a lot of time together. And after that, I must apologise, I then ended up working with Ross Wiley through an advertising agency. And it was about a blur of about 3 years, working with Ross, going to Channel 10. There was another gentleman who owned Impact Advertising, and his name was Cole Parrow, and I worked with him for many, many years. And then through that association, I met another man called John Bishop, who looked after Riley Bishop in Blackburn.
Oh, I remember Riley Bishop. Yep.
Yeah. They Ross had a guy called Jimmy Durante lookalike.
Ross Wiley ended up working there, didn't he?
He did. And I used to work with Roscoe upstairs. One of the jobs I did was transferring people's Super 8 movies and 16 mil to videotape, Alan. So you'd line up the big camera with three colour guns in it, as opposed to the little porta packs you record the family with.
Yep.
And you record the movies playing. You'd add the soundtrack later. And you could also put on slides and, you know, in a carousel going around and dissolving into one another. And that became quite popular, actually, doing that. And I also hired out video equipment to people, which was VHS recorders like the National 8610. We hired out Sony Beta machines. One of the biggest jobs I enjoyed doing was I went to Pentridge on a visitor's pass.
Yep. I was going to say, as long as you got out.
as opposed to being a lodger there, we put up some big screens for the inmates so they could actually have it mounted on the ceiling and you'd get this big screen. So it was like about a 6 foot, 7 foot screen already back in the day with this big unit shooting out the image to it. It was just amazing.
All right, Mark, we'll move on. Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Everybody Loves a Clown. Why did that get in?
Well, that went in basically because I enjoyed the song. I related to the fact that I always felt unlucky in love. And
I wouldn't say that now, but anyway, we'll get to that.
No, not now, but back in the day I was. And I had a bit of a teacher that tormented me a bit at school without going into details. And I had him for 3 years, and it actually screwed my brain up a bit. And this song made me happy. And you know, the amazing thing was written by a man called Claude Russell Bridges was really Leon Russell, Alan.
Oh, right.
And it's a beautiful tune. And Gary Lewis was only 19.
Yep. Let's listen to it.
Beauty.
So, Mark, without going into a lot of details, that marriage hit a brick wall. So what happened then, Mark?
Oh, mate, that was a wonderful U-turn. You learned...
U-turn?
A U-turn. I always said to my children, you know, growing up, the windscreen is always larger than the rear vision mirror because you've got to look forward more than you have to look back. But it's good looking back and realising, you know, the love you've had.
Yep.
But however, what was amazing was I rang up this girl that I'd known many, many years before. And what had actually happened, back in 1991, I videotaped a baptism for a friend. And there was this girl there called Glenda, who was the godmother. And I was introduced as Mark and Begit, which was my wife's name. And to cut a long story short, I caught up with this other bird called Glenda, and she was my next-door neighbour from Box Hill.
Feeding him. Yeah.
And our wedding invitation, because we fell madly in love, our wedding invitation was her and I holding hands in 1959 at her fourth birthday party.
Oh, that'd be terrific.
And I sent out the invitations to people, Alan. What I did was I had a line from a couple of songs and they would send back the acceptance with the answers, of course. They still came even if they didn't get the right answer right.
Righto. Led Zeppelin, she's a nice lady too, Glenda.
Oh, fantastic bird.
Led Zeppelin, Tangerine.
Led Zeppelin.
Why that one?
Well, that one in particular, I've got to be honest, Al, this was like pulling teeth, mate, with songs, I've got to tell you.
Yep.
There's so many I couldn't. I nearly changed the list about 30 times.
Yep.
Anyway, after I'd taken a couple of pills to settle down, Led Zeppelin, back in Bronya, 1970, stinking hot summers. I loathe the heat, as you know, and I even despise it at a young age. 1970, walking around aimlessly, going from house to house to see who was home, who wasn't home. This song was so significant in 1970 for Led Zeppelin. It was a great album, great band, and it played a lot of acoustic stuff, which is non-electrified. It sounded beautiful.
All right, let's play it.
Good on you, mate.
Day. I only find it slips away to gray. The hours they bring me pain. Tangerine, tangerine, living reflection from a dream. Was her love, she was my queen, and now a thousand years between. Thinking how it used to be, does she still remember times like these? To think of us again. And I do.
Welcome back to Choice Tunes on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 2:36 or 24 minutes to 3 or whatever you'd like, and it's 21 degrees. And I'm talking to Mark Brunel. Mark, well, obviously you've had a number of jobs. We're not going to waste a lot, any more time on them. The last one I just want to talk to you about, I know you finished up in some form of daycare and you were there for quite some time, weren't you?
Yes, mate. I ended up doing, before I got to it, I was doing what they call batch making, making fruit juices and cordials,
yep.
Which was wonderful. But then all of a sudden, when I met Glenda, I said to her, you know, I've always wanted to do such and such. And she said, well, why don't you follow your dreams, darling? I'm going to follow that dream. And anyway, what I decided to do was I went to the Council of Adult Education and did a course,
yep.
Certificate 3. And that was basically to work at a daycare centre or any sort of centre. But I ended up at a beautiful place called Basscare, B-A-S-S, Basscare, yep. As opposed to Base. And that was down at Canterbury. And I ended up working in, I've ended up a lot, haven't I? I better change that. I started a job, Alan, at a place called Maranoa House, which was looking after the oldies and later on younger onset dementia. And
that's terrible.
The choice of music, well, I mean, just the love of music that people have,
yep.
was such a gift to be able to bring that back to them. And you know the other thing, mate? Having spent time over in Sweden, only for a short time, and in Israel and other countries, like I honeymooned for my first marriage in Germany because my first in-laws were German,
yep.
Jawohl, and it was fantastic. All that love of that music with those people, I was able to introduce to Maranoa House. So when we got people in from different languages, Al, in different nationalities, you could play some German stuff, and they loved it.
And they know all about it. Mark,
yeah.
Leo Sayer, Telepath. What?
Oh, yeah, Telepath. First album, first song off the album, Just a Boy.
Yep.
I used to travel into the city then with a mate and his wife, and we shared three cars going in through the week.
Yep.
Leo Sayer was huge. His real name is Gerald Hugh.
Yep.
But because he looks like a little lion with his curly hair, they called him Leo.
Yep.
Just love the song, mate.
Right.
You'll hear it when, and his falsetto voice is brilliant.
Let's play it right now.
Thanks, Jan.
I'm leaving the smog below me now. I'm leaving my troubles underground. I'm watching those smoke stacks just blaze away. The sky will be blue, never grey. The future is filled with wasted time. I can't see the road, I'm going blind. I'm laughing at all of my future plans, shining like gold in my hand. Isn't it funny how you reach me? You know exactly what I'm thinking. You're always helping me from singing. It's your way. Hello, this is London calling, is my flight due? Hello, is there some way I can reach you? This is the end of all my dreams. The drumming has stopped behind my ears. There's no looking back cause I'm too far away, shaking like mad in the days. Then out of the night, you join me here. The people around me, they disappear. And I hear your voice and you speak to my eyes. And everything comes alive. Hey!
Mark, next one. Billy Joel and Summer Highland Fools. Why is that one in there?
Oh. Absolutely love the story in the song. But, you know, Billy doesn't mention the title Summer Highland Falls at all. Like, there's a guy, Bob Dylan. Yep. Bob Dylan sang a song called Rainy Day Women, numbers 12 and 36, with Cracker Loves Bob Dylan. He doesn't mention that at all in the title. Neither does a group called The Who when they did a song called Baba O'Reilly. But the point is, everyone just sort of knows the song but may not know what it's called.
Cool.
This was off a live album in 81 called Songs in the Attic. And I was a big drinker many, many years ago. And in my drinking days, I flogged this album to death.
All right, let's play it, Mark.
Okay.
This is called Summer Highland Falls. Times, but they're the only times I've ever known. And I believe there is a time for meditation in cathedrals of our own. Now I have seen that sad surrender in my lover's eyes. I can only stand apart and sympathize. Hand us, it's either sadness or euphoria.
Song, Mark. Mark, you just you mentioned on the air there that when you were heavily drinking.
Mate.
Without going into all the whys and wherefore, at what stage and what made you think enough's enough on the drinking?
Well, I'd actually been out to our fifth wedding anniversary. It was a surprise party for obviously my wife, which was vegan at the first time. And the whole thing just turned out to be an absolute disaster because when there's a song often played and it's called I Drink Alone.
Yep.
By George Thorogood and the Destroyers. And that's exactly what I used to enjoy doing. I enjoyed going to parties, but it was just the drinking would exaggerate it. And what actually happened was after the fifth wedding anniversary in 1987 and Julia, our daughter, hadn't been born. And I just woke up one morning and I was actually shaking, and I'd never had that before at all.
Yeah.
And I woke up and I turned on something on TV called The Hour of Power,
Oh, I remember that. Yep.
Yeah, on Sunday mornings. And I looked at it, and I don't know what, I cannot actually tell you what it was, but something made sense to me that I heard the preacher talking about. It's almost like he'd reached out of this little tiny TV and grabbed me by the neck and pulled me back in and said, "You're a numbskull. You need to get your act together, mate."
Yep.
And I said, "Okay, no dramas." And my wife came out, and she looked over, and I'd started 2 weeks' holiday, and all I had was $25.
True, yep.
And we had nothing, no food, nothing. And I thought to myself, this is terrible. So I went back to my boss at the time, which was in a pine furniture shop, and I told him the story, and he said, "Look, come and work for me. I'll pay you cash," which was beautiful of him, Al, to do this. He said, "Come and I'll pay you cash. Work for me 4 days, still have a bit of a break and a holiday." And I did all that. I rang up somebody that I knew. They got me to an AA meeting.
Yep.
And I came home and I was sitting in bed with my wife, big at the time. And I said to her, "Guess what?" She said, "What?" And I said, "I'm an alcoholic." And she said, "Oh, Bricker, tell me something I don't know."
Fair so.
And I said, "Okay, fair sucker to have." Anyway, I had all these pamphlets. Because I was so bad with money, Al, they made me treasurer at AA's.
Oh.
So I organised collecting the money and doing everything like that, got myself together. But what got me off it was initially an act of God, because something moved in stronger than myself and took me like Mo did with Larry and Curly by the nose. Oh, 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 oh.
Yep.
Dragged me out and said, "Mate, you've got to get your act together."
That's great.
I said, "Okay, I can do that."
All right.
Second chance is always very, 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 very big.
Very big, chance. Mark, the 77s, nowhere else.
Nowhere else.
Why?
Totally got Glenda all over this. It's the mini epistle to love.
Yep.
And nearly every songwriter's experienced and what a non-songwriter experiences. And I can experience something, not get it into words.
Yep.
But it's absolutely beautiful. And when you hear the lyrics, it's got my beautiful wife, Glenda, all over it.
Let's absolutely go. Fantastic. Let's go, Mark.
Good on you, champ.
Seems so much brighter this night. Orion's belt is shining, the Big Dipper's upside down. Over us it's pouring out its light. You slip your arms around me, draw me to your side. The full moon shines down so clear. Is that music in the distance for a moment of time? There is nowhere else but here. There is nowhere else I'd rather be. There is nowhere else I wanna be but in your eyes, in your arms. I could swim across the ocean, find a desert island where the palm trees shade me from the sun. I could walk across the desert, build my own oasis, but your arms would always draw me back home. There is nowhere else I'd rather be than in your heart. There is nowhere else I wanna be but in your. We'll be right back.
just very quickly mention I'll be back on Sunday between 12 and 3 with music, memories and more, hits from the 50s and 60s. So the baby boomers, get come along with us, and I'll also be still doing a fill-in for Matt between 6 and 8 with hits that are 50s and 60s, a rock and roll hit probe. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. Can I just ask you also why you got involved with radio, boss?
Mate, I was living. I was married to Glenda, and we were living down at Croydon.
Yep.
And I got my stereo pulled out, putting it together, and I put the radio on, and it was off channel and it locked in on this thing called 99.1.
Yep.
And there was a song by Chris Rea called Deltics playing, and this guy got on. His name was Mark Lane, and he invited you to ring up and have a chat. And I rang him, had a chat. He said, "Do you like music?" I said, "I love it." He said, "Why don't you train?" So I went up and trained to be on air.
Yep.
And I started in 2000, so I've been there for 22 years doing stuff on and off.
Yep.
I do a show Sunday mornings, which I've been doing for 20 years.
Love that show, yep.
Basically because I was a bit of a scumbag, and people may still think that actually, but however, a nice scumbag with grey hair now. But the thing is, the boss turned me around a full 180 and said, "Mate, everyone deserves a second chance."
Yep.
And I always say to all our young adults, that we've got four of them now in our family, I love very much. I always say to them, it's much easier to pull a house down than it is to build one.
Absolutely.
You know, you can rip a person apart,
yep.
Then it's so much easier building them up.
Ark, I've got to go. Mavis Staples, in times like these, why that one?
Doubt. Well, when you hear the lyrics, it's like honeycomb, mate, a sweetness to the soul and health to the bones.
To be strong, we need to carry on, we need to get along, hold on, and right what's wrong. In times like these, we need to find a way to make a better day. Keep our feet on the ground, turn it round, come what may. Make a new start, y'all. In times like these, let the world understand. Together, hand in hand. Every woman, child, and man.